and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app. Stream live, get podcasts and more. It's free in your app store. So download it now. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Right, information about this has been trickling in throughout the show, but I finally got a summation here. We're talking about the L.A. Marathon. Yeah.
Right.
Was it yesterday, over the weekend?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah. All right. American guy beats a Kenyan guy by 1/100th or 1/1000th of a second.
He just gets past him, and the Kenyan guy tries to reach out ahead of him, but he doesn't beat him. But the guy, the story of this, he wasn't right behind the guy. If you look at the overhead shot, he's a couple football fields back, and he's sprinting.
Yeah.
And you don't think he's going to catch him, and he does right there.
He said he kicked it in with about half a mile to go, about 800 yards.
Wow.
But
it's great visual.
Dexter here says, the Kenyan guy at the marathon got screwed. The TV crew has a break off about 200 yards before the finish so that the runners run up without camera crews around them. Right around the break off, a nut job fan ran out of the course. Officials waved her off at the same time as the camera crews. The runner got confused, the Kenyan guy, and ran a ways off the course before he had to turn around and got back on the course. And then the finish. That's how the American guy caught him.
Oh, that kind of makes the story less. Yeah, he's still sprinting his ass off, and that guy might not know that guy. You know, it's still.
But he had to go a couple hundred extra yards, and that's probably your 1/100th of a second right there.
That sucks.
All right, Nick, this is why younger women like older men. And by the way, you're an older man. To a younger woman, you'd be an older man.
True.
Women prefer older men. Some women, not all of them. Often prefer older men due to desire for greater emotional maturity, financial stability, financial stability and life experiences. As these partners are more established in their careers and personal lives, older men are generally seen as more confident, decisive, and capable of providing a secure, stable, and less dramatic relationship for the young ladies out there.
Yeah.
I've had some experiences, but they don't involve maturity or money.
Yeah. You have experiences. You got plenty of life experience for sure. Yeah. And so that's what she sees in Belichick.
Yeah. All right.
The sincerity. I love it.
You don't know. He may be a very engaging guy.
Right.
And I've heard that he is.
Yeah.
You know, the guy has friends. And his friends seem to like him.
Yeah. Either that or they're all boring old dudes, too.
Right.
No, I don't think he's the gruff guy that he is in press conferences. I don't think he's the guy in front of the media. Yeah. I think he can actually be smart.
Not all the time.
And funny.
Also, there's a lot of dudes out there.
Explain to Rachel the age difference between Belichick and his wife, his girlfriend. I mean, Belichick's, what, 74?
Yeah, we said, what is it?
She's almost 48.
Yeah. She's 28,
50,
I think.
Yeah.
Rachel just says, bang those guys and get rid of them, man. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, the dude that I banged, there was no relationship.
Weren't dating at all, right?
No. Okay.
One and done?
He wanted two, didn't he?
Honestly, not. I don't know. We've kept in like contact, right, and he's friendly, but we've never done it again.
He's got a bad hip now.
While you were keeping in touch, did you express any interest again?
No.
Well, she was,
I think neither party. Yeah. Okay. And maybe, I don't know, dudes are different. I'm sure maybe if I was like, hey, you wanna, he probably, I don't know, unless he had a bad time. I don't know. I'm sure you don't know.
I don't know.
I could be awful.
I'm guessing you're not. I'm just going to guess you're not.
Right. We would have heard about that by now.
I think so. Yeah. It reminds me of that 30 Rock episode with the blind chick. They're like, yeah, whatever, you're ugly anyways. She goes, no, I'm pretty sure I'm hot.
Yeah.
He goes, you are.
Well, also, when Tyrell was here last week, you were sending him nudes.
Yeah.
He's called boob shots. By the way, he didn't show them to us. That would be inappropriate. But,
oh, whatever. They're boobs. Yeah, well, you've seen them before.
Well, I've seen
not
yours,
mine, but.
Yeah. But whatever. So, so I'm guessing you know what you're doing, because Tyrell sees the smile a lot, you know.
That's because of the head injury. He's just perpetually happy.
Well, that's half of it.
Yeah. He's almost like a toddler.
Hold on. We've got to ask you about that. Because he said you guys exchange DPs and boob shots during the day.
Uh-huh.
And he says he does them at work, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. And He's got to learn. He's learned how to properly light them.
Mm-hmm.
Or how's he even do it at work? Not your desk.
Right. I don't know if you
have
the
bathroom.
Yeah, there's a bathroom at his job. Most jobs have them.
It's a new thing. They're catching on.
We have a public one here, though.
Yeah, he does have a. They have a private bathroom, so it's only one toilet, one room, and the door locks.
Right.
So I mean, there's never.
Do you expect one deep pick a day, basically, when he's working and you're working?
I don't ask or expect. I just receive.
Okay. What? That's like work for him. One of the, I gotta send
I think he really likes it. He really likes doing it, and I'm not going to stop him.
I did not get
it's one of the It's one of those harmless things
you could do.
Fine.
It's fine.
The way he discussed it, it did not feel like an obligation.
No, he very much.
Gotta go send Rachel another damn deep pick.
Right, yeah. He'll sometimes be like, that one was really good. I'm like, I agree. It is good.
Well, I explained to these guys that a friend of mine got catfished by a
Winnie the Pooh. He Pooh Bear'd it
with his his dink hanging out. Yeah. He's in the photo. I just was with him last weekend again. I said, he finally.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Whoa, hold on.